We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Gavin Westlake. It's Thursday, April 9th, 2026. Starting off, 40 North, 88 West, the Champaign County Arts Council is presenting the Boneyards Arts Festival this weekend. The festival is an annual countywide showcase uniting the local artists, businesses, and organizations of Champaign County's art scene. Works from all varieties of local visual and performing artists will be platformed in over 90 traditional and non-traditional venues across the county, including cafes, studios, and community centers. Demos, exhibitions, performances, student work, and more can be enjoyed at all times of the day, tomorrow through Sunday. A guide to Boneyards venues can be found at boneyardartsfestival.org. Continuing with ballet, the Dance Arts Conservatory is showcasing its students in an original production titled The Enchanted Museum, a Ballet. The plotless ballet blends original choreography and variations to create a fantastical world inspired by the fairy doll and Night at the Museum. The Enchanted Museum is being performed tomorrow at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Virginia Theater. Tickets are available for purchase at thevirginia.org. The Campus Labor Coalition held a protest yesterday on the main quad, urging the university to cut ties with companies profiting from immigration enforcement operations. SEIU Local 73 field organizer Ricky Baldwin was the first speaker to condemn the university's stance.
All of these corporations are profiting from this inhumanity. This university should not be doing business with them. They should be standing together with us for our common humanity. And they should be protecting this campus from ICE.
The coalition has also created a petition that calls on the university to provide aid to students who are deported. The protest ended with Xenia Osterhout, a member of the Graduate Employees Organization at UIUC, calling for solidarity in the community.
Things are really bad. It's happening here, folks. But it's not all lost. We can turn things around. We can stop this. We can stop fascism if we stand together.
WPGU News correspondent Gavin Westlake spoke with Cesar Castaneda, a graduate student studying rhetoric, who echoed this message of community.
We have a diverse community. I've been here for on and off for a decade now. I did my undergrad here, and I have been blessed to know that Champaign is a city of people who support each other.
Through their stories and their chants, their call for unity was continuous.
The people united will never be defeated! The people united will never be defeated!
For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyalini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Philip Abazuaye and Gavin Westlake. That's all for today from WPGU News. This has been Gavin Westlake.